This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is DataTrack International. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DTRK. With us today is two gentlemen. The first one is the chairman of the company, Alex Tabatabai, and also James Ward, the CEO and president of the company. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Alex, this is for you. Before we get started on the Q&A, just give my listeners a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. So I'm the company chairman. Jim Bob is the CEO. He's also a member of the board. And we got involved with DataTrack about 5 years ago. We saw a good opportunity, but a company that needed to change its direction. So we got involved, cleaned things up, made it profitable. And then the last 5 years, we've been focused on expanding the product offering, which is now complete and well-positioned to grow in this post-COVID economy.
James, I wanted to give you the first question. In your personal opinion, this would be, you know, your personal opinion. What makes DataTrack eClinical Platforms so special? You hear so many softwares of the sauce out there and so many people in the clinical space. What makes you guys so special?
It's better understood when you look at the big picture of, you know, what the problem is. You know, who can imagine the workforce outages and economic and cultural changes created by one simple virus? You know, I mean, we all have lived through. Just think through what your family, schools, work, and how everything has changed in the world is just kind of nuts. You know, the good thing is that the world all now knows what a clinical trial is. I mean, we're all clear on that, and it's important. And how important clinical research is to healthcare providers, because you can't have them sitting there in clinical sites with nothing, no vaccine, no drug.
Right.
Nobody knowing. You know, it's not good when you scare people. Then you have to have confidence in the people who are doing the work to get those drugs to market. You know, and if you think about it this way, the world has just experienced we've just been through globally the largest clinical trial in the world. Hundreds of millions of people were treated with genomics and mRNA. And this is going to be the future for chronic disease, curing chronic disease like cancer. So anyway, the importance of DataTrack is pretty interesting. You know, the industry is not immune. The pandemic disrupted all clinical research. You know, when patients quit going into sites, nobody gets paid. Everything stops. You know, as a result, thousands of trials were delayed, with each trial costing around $125 million just to get to the point of starting a clinical trial.
That's crazy.
It is. Thankfully, in June of 2020, the FDA stepped in with some guidance and said, okay, here's the guidance for going and collecting the data from the patient's location, from where they feel safe at their home, or even the bedside. They said, you know, give guidance on how to do it from their phone or their tablet, you know, smart devices. You know, with this, you can imagine what happened to the market. We had a very small market of a handful of, you know, $3 billion companies and some small companies and us in the middle. And then this big rush to market with new technologies, smart device technology, capture this data. This was good for us. Our cloud-based platform, you know, we've been capturing patient data from patient sites and from laboratories for years. We have very solid technology for collecting this data. And we had already anticipated this move to decentralized trials to collect the data from the patients at a remote location in any language. So it was good for us because we were perfectly positioned. And we started collecting the data with collecting the patient data directly. So, you know, this this is not what they, everybody's calling decentralized clinical trials, but it's not. It's hybrid. With those thousands of clinical trials that were put on hold, they're still going to collect data from sites and labs. They just need to be supplemented with this decentralized data. And you can see now through research publications from U.S. Library of Medicine and different places that are showing that the decentralized trial without the tools that we have is now, they're estimating it doubles the time and cost of data management without any benefit of the site lab data. So this marriage of decentralized trials through hybrid models into eClinical platforms is just driving a lot of attention to us, a lot of excitement in the marketplace.
Alex, let me ask you this. You know, everybody's looking, especially in the OTC markets, everybody's looking for a compelling stock. What makes your company a compelling story?
Well, what drew us initially to the stock before we got involved is that it's at the crossroads of two net huge trends. One is everything's going digital in the cloud, SaaS, as you mentioned earlier, and life sciences. This is the largest portion of the American GDP is healthcare. And now we've had a large-scale event happen that has gotten everybody hyper-focused on healthcare and specifically life sciences and clinical development. And that focus will probably remain for, you know, a decade or two. Add to that the demographics of the baby boomers now going into an age of consuming lots of healthcare, needing a lot of clinical drug development, and I think it's the perfect storm.
You know, I look back and your stock was at around $6.70 of July of this year, performing very well. Two questions for you. One, what does the future look like? And have we already made the run on this company, the stock run?
I think in terms of our industry, this is just the beginning of a lot more attention and money being dedicated to it. It seems like everyone from government to large private equity, hedge funds, institutional investors are now starting to tension money toward life sciences. So I think it's the beginning of it. And when you look at our stock has done well this year, but in comparison to other comparables in the industry, both private valuations we've seen and some even public ones, we're still kind of a bargain. We've seen companies that have similar financial profiles to us command market caps in the billions of dollars, and that can't be anything other than a very optimistic view of the future of this industry. I think the entire industry is going to benefit from a lot of money and attention being dedicated to it for a long period of time. And we're also in a position where we're having a huge technological development in life sciences, moving from compound-based treatments to mRNA-type treatments. And the COVID vaccines have been a major pivot for that. So we think that'll lead to a lot more drug development, which will mean more treatments and cures for things that have troubled humanity. More people will get access to clinical trials, and it should become more affordable going forward.
James, I want to kind of finish up with you. I didn't mean to cut you off earlier, but if you would, in short, maybe a 1 or 2 point prong, how is it that your software and your platforms make money? I saw that you guys, I think you did a run rate the first 6 months around 3 point something million, if I call that correct.
Well, the platform, we empower our channel partners to be able to extend our software. And so we don't have to design the trial and test it and implement it for you. We have resellers who do that. So even our first decentralized trial, hybrid decentralized trial, it was done completely in Kanji. The people who actually designed the trial took our online e-learning in Kanji And they designed and deployed and executed. I think they signed up, well, I can't say, but a lot of customers in a very short amount of time. And this was done extremely efficiently. You know, and you know, the history of the industry was data capture. The future of the industry is where we're going, and that's business intelligence, predictive analytics on big data. The data is going to be too big to move, and you want the database sitting on a transaction database that's constantly updated. So DataTrack is announcing, you know, we have a new predictive analytics platform that's coming out on top of it where people come to us and design their new drugs.
My guest today is DataTrack International, market cap around $43 million. They don't have outstanding authorized shares of billions and billions and billions. I believe their float is less than 2.5 million shares. This is my personal opinion. Take a look at this company. It's worth looking for and maybe even take an investment in it. But again, that's my personal opinion. Everyone should do their own due diligence. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DTRK. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become regulars and come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
We'd love to. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.